Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Okay, we're on the air live now. Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. And yes, we have a great show planned for you tonight. We are in South Florida tonight doing the broadcast. And as you all know, we have been traveling around on some of our previous shows. And it's so good to be back in the United States at this point in time. We brought you shows live. We're in sunny South Florida. We brought you shows live recently from Tijuana, Mexico. And so to all of my friends over there in Tijuana, I say hola, ¿cómo estás? We had some fun while we were there. It was a very intense show and a time for being over there as well. But nevertheless, we are back in the United States now, and we've got some upcoming shows and some upcoming travels where we're going to be broadcasting from. But nevertheless, sometimes it's confusing because of the time differential in traveling. We also brought you a show recently from San Diego, California. San Diego, and those of you all that have not been to San Diego out there by the where the ships are, it is absolutely beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's just... you know, it's breathtaking, and I don't want to tell you about it. You just got to get out to San Francisco. I'm sorry, not San Francisco, but San Diego, California, for yourself. It's very nice, very nice. So we will be going once again back out to San Diego sometime in June, and we'll also either June or July be headed back to Mexico. So that's part of our travel and upcoming travels that we'll be broadcasting from. All right, we've got a very special guest. We're going to be bringing him in momentarily. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We have done well over 1,000 shows. We're coming up on our anniversary of 7 years. Come May 15th, I believe it is, we will have been on the air for 7 years with over 1,000 shows that we've done. And I want to go ahead and thank all of my listening audience around the world for tuning in with us. We've had people that have called from all different parts of the world and to tell us, and we've also received multiple comments on the various shows that we've been doing. This show is always about relationships, always, always, always about relationships. And whether you're married, divorced, single, dating, thinking about dating, courtship, the word we hardly ever hear anything about, or if you're just having problems in the family dynamics, blended families, we talk about all of anything to do with relationships, coworkers, siblings, parents and children, children and parents, fathers and daughters, fathers and sons, mothers and sons, and mothers and daughters. So we cover pretty much everything, coworkers, all types of relationships, even relationships that you have at church and with your pastor or your pastor in the congregation, anything to do with a relationship. We're talking about it on this show. You can tune into my website at any point in time at either Dr. Jesse Walker Inc. or drjessewalker.com. Check out my book, After the Passion, Now What? The primary book and the companion workbook as well. My co-host has sprung from this show, Ms. Audrey Blake. She has now, after being with me for a number of years, she has now gone on, and once in a while she joins us live here over the air. But she has gone on to do bigger things as well because she this was a springboard for her, and now she's running her own show. So I want to congratulate her. She got her, you know, start here, and she worked with me for a number of years, and I'm just so grateful to Ms. Blake for that. She broadcasts out of, I believe it is Savannah or Atlanta from various times. So we're grateful for that. Without further delay, before we get too heavy into tonight's show, I want to tell you about an upcoming show that we're going to be doing. And this one is scheduled for next week. They've let me know that we put this one aside for a time being, but we want to get back to the focus of this show. Does counseling, does marriage counseling, or does counseling period, does it work? Does it really work? So that's our show scheduled for next Tuesday, live over the air. Does counseling really work? Our Friday night inspirational show is going to be talking about relationships with God and your fellow man. So join us this Friday as well. All right, let's go ahead and bring in our featured guest for the evening. This is Pastor Theus Young. He's been a minister for a number of years. He's going to give us some feedback on who he is and how long he's been in ministry, pastoring, and other information that he cares to share with us. As well as if you all have questions tonight, you can press 1 on your dial and we'll be able to speak to the issue. And we're going to get to the stories momentarily, but let's go ahead and bring in our featured guest for the evening, Pastor Theus Young. Pastor Young, welcome to the broadcast. You're live.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. A pleasure to be with you, and really appreciate the great work that you're doing in the interest of improving relationships. That's, after all, what it's all about, relationships.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that as well. And, you know, before we go any further, I just want you all to know that for my listening audience around the world, Pastor Young has was my former pastor at one of the churches here in South Florida, and he was very inspirational for me, not only as a pastor, but pretty much as a mentor, and I am able to do a number of things that I'm able to do as a result of his mentorship. And in fact, it was him, through his mentorship, that inspired me to become a licensed ordained minister this day. And I'm part of an organization that has over 6,000 ministers internationally. And so, Pastor Young, I want to publicly, over my broadcast, I want to publicly thank you for your inspiration to me. I want to publicly thank you for that.
Well, if I have been of some help, I'll give all the glory to God, for he is the one to be praised. But I really am delighted with your ministry, and many people are being blessed, and homes are being able to enjoy a better peace. It is a work that is vitally important in our community and in our society today. So thank you very much again for your ministry.
Well, thank you, sir. We're going to get right to tonight's story because, as you all know, this hour is almost as if we're only on the air for about 15 minutes. So we've got a lot of information to share with you tonight. We have an expert that's going to be bringing us information. In about 2 minutes, we'll go right into the story that we'll be speaking to the issue on tonight. But Pastor Young, just so that our listening audience will know, tell us a little bit background about yourself in a synopsis, if you would, please.
Well, Dr. Walker, you know, I've been in ministry for more than 40 years, both as pastor and church administrator. And did a tour in East Africa as a missionary, served the church in many capacities. So it's been a very long journey, some almost 50 years, really. So I give God the honor and the glory for allowing me to serve in this capacity. It's been a great experience, and I can say that every day I learn something new.
Oh, amen. Amen. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your ministry as well, and what you've been doing for the people, for God's people out here that are certainly in need of ministry and ministering too. So we appreciate your ministry as well. we're going to get right to is there anything else that you'd like to tell us, Pastor Young?
Well, simply that it takes, you're talking about relationships. That's something we have to work on every day. And it's about really caring and looking at the other side, seeing the other person's point of view, recognizing their needs, and seeking to meet those needs as best one can. Because what we do every day in our relationships is really what brings the greatest joy to our hearts. There is nothing more important than simply developing friends and caring about them.
Okay, excellent. All right, here we go. Tonight's characters in our broadcast tonight are Kathy and Larry. Kathy and Larry. It was 6 weeks before the big day for Kathy and Larry to start their lives together as husband and wife. In her heart, Kathy repeatedly pondered if she was doing the right thing. They are both in their late 20s and have successful professional careers as college graduates. The only thing left to do is take the big step into marriage. The couple met through a mutual friend in college and appeared to hit it off very well during their dating stages of 6 months before Larry popped the question. And, of course, Kathy accepted with an affirmative and excited yes. During the planning stages of their marriage, Kathy began to reflect on the man she was about to marry. She realized that her life was about to change, hopefully for the better. But there were some obvious things that she experienced that gave her reservations about Larry. She wondered now if she was ignoring her inner spirit for the sake of getting a husband because it seemed the right thing to do. There is no doubt the couple are in love with each other. Premarital counseling with two different therapists has not given Kathy any resolve when it comes to these issues. Now, here are some of the issues that she had reservations about. Number one, Larry has a 9-year-old daughter from a previous relationship whom he is very close to, as well as has close ties with the baby's mother. His daughter does not like Kathy at all. Number two, Larry enjoys hanging out with his friends most of the time, which he seems to put Kathy on hold to do this. Number three, Larry does not like to go shopping or do much dating for that matter. I don't know if most men do either, but he insists they come together and do things at either one of the apartments when he's not hanging out with his friends. Number four, Larry has a lot of female friends who are very close to him and constantly call on him to do things with. Number five, sometimes causing Kathy to have to wait in line until he can actually get to her. He's not involved with any of them, although some are his exes. Number five, Larry's personality is that of someone who can be conveniently nice at times, and other times unbearable. Number six, Larry is not affectionate at all, which is something that Kathy really wants in her life, especially in marriage. And finally, number seven, despite Kathy sharing her concerns with Larry, he brushes them off simply by saying, "I will change as soon as we get married. You'll see." Now it is 6 weeks before the wedding, and Kathy is in a state of panic in terms of following her heart or following logic and walk away before she says, "I do." Tonight's topic is things you should know before you say, "I do," and this is part two. Pastor Young, I begin my first question by asking you this question. Having heard this story, and all of our stories are inspired by true stories, can love be so strong or binding that when the red flags are so obvious that you just can't walk away?
Well, it's true that we can have very strong attachment to someone, but there are certain red flags that should cause us definitely to pause and take serious inventory, because there are several red flags in this story that should have stopped Kathy in her tracks. It's never wrong to stop before it's too late.
Okay. All right. Well, that brings me to the next question. And then if you all you have a comment or a question, if you want to present to Pastor Young or to myself, or you want to speak to the issue of the story, press one on your dial. Pastor Young, this brings me to the next question. If this were a couple that you were counseling in premarital counseling, and Kathy came to you with this list of reservations, what, if anything, would you tell her?
Well, I would ask her a series of questions. Number one, as we look at these 7 or 8 issues that she was concerned about, and the question is very simple, can you live with these things? It's important to recognize that there are some things that may be okay, you can live with, but there are some things you can't live with. And no matter how deep your love is, if you are on the back burner, then obviously the other party does not love you the way you love them.
I think that is excellent. Would you then, I know as a counselor, a therapist, it may be difficult to tell someone to walk away, but are you likely to tell her to walk away, or in your series of questions, you want to really give her something to think about that would probably lead her to making a different decision?
Yes, as a counselor, I never tell people what to do.
Okay.
My position is to make sure that they understand clearly the issues and help them to make the decision themselves. Because in the final analysis, it is their decision. I am only there as a counselor, and that's why what I do more than anything else is ask questions about how do you feel about this, and do you think that you could be happy in that particular situation? Asking the right questions help a person to make the right decision.
Okay, and I agree with you, because even when I do the premarital counseling, I do it that way also. You present a series of questions and in hopes that the person will make the right decision, because at the end of the day, it is their decision. So let me ask you this. When you present it, what if you have Larry and Kathy in there? You had Larry and Kathy in there counseling them. And Larry did not deny that these are the things that he's doing, but he's saying, he says, Pastor Young, listen, I keep telling Kathy, I'm going to change when we get married. She'll see. And then they say, we know that you're a pastor. We want you to perform this ceremony. Would you say anything differently with Larry being present, and would you perform this ceremony knowing what you know and Larry hasn't denied it?
I would certainly ask Larry a series of questions.
Okay.
For example, is Kathy more important to you than any of these other people that you give such a certain amount of attention to?
Mm-hmm.
I have to help Larry to understand his actions and what those actions suggest.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, he has to come to grips with that reality. Now, I declined participating in a ceremony if I think it's not going to work. Now, that requires a great deal of diplomacy, and I have to find a way to excuse myself from it.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been a very few cases that I just didn't feel comfortable with, and I declined to perform the ceremony. Now, once again, I never tell anyone that they shouldn't get married.
Right.
But it's our responsibility to help people to understand what they're getting into and to know what to expect. One thing we know for sure, things tend not to get better. What you see is what you get.
And sometimes it's magnified. Pastor Young, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to the phone lines. You're listening to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you're just joining us, tonight's characters in our story are Larry and Kathy. 6 weeks away from the big day, and Kathy has reservations, rightfully so. She's concerned that Larry's not spending enough time with her. He'd rather be with his boys, and meaning his friends. And he has a 9-year-old daughter that doesn't even like Kathy at all. So Kathy's going to have to contend with that. Plus, he also has close ties to the baby's mother, so you wonder what's going on there. And Larry also has a number of his, most of his friends are girls, are ladies, and some of them include his being his ex-girlfriend. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. So, but he promises Kathy that he will change. He will change when they get married, and he insists that she will see. So we're going to go to the phone lines, Pastor Young. We're going to go to 954-216. Thank you for joining us. You're on the air live.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thanks for joining us. Rose, did you have a comment or a question or a concern?
Well, I have a big concern for Kathy, and I'm beginning to wonder if something is actually wrong with her self-esteem or something, because I'm seeing all these red flags. I don't understand why she would even want to go through with this wedding. I suppose that's the reason why she's having all these concerns, because Larry don't seem to be mature enough to enter into a marriage, in my opinion. He still wants to have fun out there, so to speak, even though he might not be cheating. But he still wants to just run around and do whatever he wants to do. It doesn't seem as if he's ready to settle down and be committed and be accountable. And the fact that she has to wait until he's finished helping or doing whatever he has to do for his friends, even his exes, and then she has to sometimes wait her turn, that is totally, totally unacceptable. So I think Kathy needs to really look back into this decision that she has made, and it's never too late to back out before the date.
But let me ask you something, Rose. I mean, she's coming up on this. I mean, it's a few weeks away. I mean, realistically now, is Kathy likely to do this embarrassment thing? And then she's probably has sent out the invitations and everything. You think that Kathy's going to just not do this to save face?
Well, a lot of people, some people have done that in the past where they just decide that they're going to back out because it's just not really for them, even the day of the wedding, And I agree that a lot of people or most people might be too embarrassed to back out, and so they go through with it just to, save face. But that is really the wrong thing to do because, like someone said, or I think the pastor just said that, what you see is what you get. In my opinion, if you cannot live with what you are getting during the dating season, then you don't need to be getting married to that person. Because the best times are during the dating time, the courtship, that's when people show their best self, And if he's not showing his best right now, then she needs to back away. Now, I'm not saying that it can't get better after they get married. As you grow together, things can become better, but it can also get worse. So if she cannot live with the way it is, then she don't need to be getting married to him.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take some other calls. Pastor Young, let me just bring you in just for a second before we go to the phone lines again. And, I mean, now it's about a week and a half away. Kathy says to you, and she comes to you this time by herself, and she's crying. She's just desperately crying. And she says, Pastor Young, please, I want you to tell me honestly. She says, I am so scared. And Larry just had another incident. You all stand by. If you can hear me, please stand by. We're going to dial back in. Angela, go ahead.
Dr. Walker, there was a lot of interference. I didn't hear anything you said. I heard you questioning the pastor, but after that, it just some crazy sounds was happening. Hello? Hello?
Sounds like he's having some technical difficulties.
Okay, we're back with you all live. We apologize for that technical difficulty. Pastor Young?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we can hear you now. Again, I say, here it is. She comes to you, Kathy comes to you, and she's crying. She's in tears. She is so frightened because it's almost as if her spirit is telling her, do not do this. But it's 2 weeks away. The invitations are out there, and she's under the gun right now. What do you tell her, Pastor Young? What do you just tell her? And she says, talk to me like a father. What do you tell her, Pastor Young?
Are you going to live like this for the rest of your life? Is this what you're looking for in marriage? My attempt is to help her to see that she has to decide whether this is going to be her life. And if she's brought to tears now, who knows what it will be after this. Of course, that doesn't mean that the relationship cannot improve, but it certainly needs a shock at this point. Larry needs to understand that he is making Kathy miserable. And she needs to understand unless there is a change, this is her lot. So therefore, she's got to make a decision. She either needs to delay the wedding and he come to grips with the fact that this won't work under the current circumstances, or she'll have to go through with it knowing what to expect. It's a decision that has to be made.
Right.
And
now,
I always tell people that it's not a sin to step out of a relationship before you say I do.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Now, Pastor Young, it's been, they're married now 8 months, and now let's say Kathy comes back to you and she says, Pastor, I was hoping that you would tell me to do this or not do it, and you probably counsel people like that. Certainly I have. It's almost as if they want a direct answer. But you didn't give her a direct answer. Instead, now she comes to you and she says, I'm not happy in this marriage, Pastor Young. And I've been miserable for the last six months out of these 8 months we've been married. What do you tell her now? What do you tell her now? Besides pray about it.
We talked about this in the beginning, and you knew what your expectations would be. I don't know what you would like for me to tell you at this point, because, you know, you are in the relationship. You made the choice. What else can I tell you?
I see. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I think we have to be very straight up with people. I wish I could tell you some answers that you would like to hear. But
right.
At this stage, really, I don't have any positive answers that I can give you.
Okay. All right. I think that's starting to give us something. We're going to ask you to stand by just a second. Let's go to phone lines again. You know what? We are 25 minutes away from closing the show out. It's going just that fast. Let's go now. Okay, the producers are giving me another one. We're going to go to 863-412. You're on the air live. Welcome. 863-412, you're on the air live.
How you doing, Dr. Walker?
Oh, we're doing great. Who do we have with us live this evening, and welcome?
You have Dennis and Sharon.
Dennis and Sharon. Thank you for joining us, Dennis and Sharon. Dennis and Sharon, did you have a comment, question, or a concern about the tonight's broadcast? Things you should know before you say, I do.
Yeah. I want to say hello to Pastor Young as well.
Hello. Okay. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Sharon likes the comments that you have been making. I don't know why she's shy. I won't speak up. But she said that, similar to what you said, if he's acting that way now, if Larry's acting that way now, he's going to act that way after the marriage. And I agree with you, Pastor. If you counsel with somebody and warn them ahead of time what's going to happen, and they go ahead with it, to me, they're taking a step ahead of God. You know, because God had shown them, show them the way that it's going to be. So if you go ahead with something like this, just expect what you see, because it's going to continue.
Absolutely. Not likely to change.
Right, absolutely. Dennis, we're going to ask you to stand by just a second. We've got a number of calls we're going to try to get to. We're going to do our best to get to as many of you all as we possibly can tonight. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can also listen to this broadcast in its entirety 20 minutes after it airs at drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. Let's go to the phone lines. Once again, we're going to go 205-908. Looks like Alabama. Thank you, and you're on the air live. Who do we have with us?
This is Jack.
Jack, welcome back, Jack. Thank you for joining us, Jack.
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to Chris, Dennis. Shout-out to Dennis and his family. Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. Jack, did you have a question or concern or a thought for Pastor Young, or you want to speak to the issue of the story tonight?
I just want to ask the pastor, how do you keep the flame going in the marriage? How do you keep it going?
Very good question. Such a question suggests desire to build a stronger relationship, and that should be our goal at all times, making it better. No matter how good it may seem, it can always get better. Marriage is a commitment that requires nurture. Every day we have to invest in the relationship. Kind words, thoughtful deeds, concern, attention. Love has to be fed, or it will starve to death. This is just a basic principle. Feed it. Not every now and then, but every day.
Every day.
And it can't help but grow. Things get sweeter and better because it's being fed. It will grow. It will blossom. It will reach heights that one never dreamed of if it's fed. On the other hand, if it's starved, before you know it, it's lost, it's dead, and it's buried.
Wow, that is powerful. That is powerful. Jack, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to ask you to stand by, Jack. We've got a number of comments that are also coming into the studio as well. And we're like 20 minutes away. They want me to do a food for thought tonight. Let's go to phone lines once again. We're going to go to 917-399. You're on the air live. Who do we have with us? 917, looks like New York.
Hi, Dr. Walken. This is Angela.
Angela, thank you for joining us this evening. Angela, did you have a question, comment, or a concern?
Just a comment. I applaud the pastor for what he said. Finally, you're getting them to say the right things instead of misleading people to believe that everything is so perfect and people have to be ordained by God just to find out that someone isn't right for them. And basically, he showed his true colors in the beginning, and she missed all the signs, so it would be on her. She chose to marry him after the fact, so she's going to suffer the consequences from it.
If this were a close friend of yours, Angela, what would you tell her, if anything?
I've learned that sometimes you can tell your close friends everything that you've seen or know about a person, and in the end, they're going to have to see it for themselves and make their own decisions.
Okay. I think that's fair enough. Angela, we're going to ask you to stand by momentarily. We're going to go to the phone line. Just before we go to the phone lines again, Pastor Young, when people are so strongly in love, why is it so difficult, like Kathy and Larry, particularly Kathy here, why is it so the love is so strong that it's hard to cut those ties, even when you're getting all kinds of warning signs in the red flag? Why is it so hard? And I know you said something earlier, but for our listeners that may be just joining us, you want to reiterate that?
I question whether or not the love is so strong, because you see, when there are signs and there are issues that would cause a person to be unhappy, it may be a dream world that they're living in, not really in love, but in love with hope, in love with a desire for how they would want things to be, and ignoring the way things really are, because that same so-called love becomes hate after a while. So I question whether or not it's love. You know, we dream things about each other and hope things that don't exist. That's why we have to come to reality and know the real truth and look at it in a way that, you know, we really see what's there, not what we hope would be there.
I see. Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by, Pastor Young. Let's go to the phone lines once again. We're going to go to 786, looks like South Florida, number 306. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. You're on the air live.
Yeah, hello. This is Stanley.
Stanley, thank you for joining us this evening. Stanley, do you have a question, comment, or you want to speak to the issue tonight?
I just have a question for Pastor Young. My question for Pastor Young, how are you doing, Pastor Young? This is Brother Stanley from Northside.
Yes, Brother Stanley, my pleasure to talk with you.
Well, my question is for you tonight is, I am about to get married, and my wife, she is very, you know, very jealous. She is very jealous. But different to that, we love each other. Everything is going good. You know, when we met each other, I tell she what I love. I tell she I love the church, I love to go to church, I love God, you know, I'm Adventist. And if you want to be a part of that, that's the only how we could see each other. Well, she decided, okay, that, you know, she will be a part of, you know, of what I is, just to be together, you know. So she, you know, we go to church every day from, you know, every Sabbath, and, you know, she always there for me, and I always there for her. So it's like we don't do that already. It's like true love. I tell her one time, I say we married already because true love blessed by God is marriage, and she starts laughing. So what is the what question you have for us, you know, answer you have for us, you know, in regardless to getting married, you know?
So what is your question, Danny? Is it a question that she's jealous and you want him to
What kind of information he could give to me, you know, before, you know, before we get married?
Well, if the issue is jealousy, it could very well be because of something that happened in her past, what her past experience has been, and her doubt about herself. It may have to do with a sense of insecurity. So, you know, it could be a million things, but I'm just saying that there are many possibilities. The key is to find out why that excess jealousy is there. And then it would be your job to convince her that there's nothing for her to be jealous of or to be insecure. She is the person of your life. You are totally committed to her. And try to get down to the bottom of the cause of the jealousy. It may not have anything to do with you necessarily. It may be because of a past experience. So that requires some counseling and just opening up to one another, being honest, and talking things out.
Okay, and also, if I may add, Pastor, and Stanley, since you did present that, and we're hearing your side, it also could be, you know, something that you may have caused her to feel, have reasons of feeling insecure, which may, on her end, be legitimate concerns. So we don't want to absolutely rule that out. So, Pastor, isn't it sometimes that a person can be doing stuff and they may be unaware that they're doing these things, which causes another party to have some insecurities or seem to have what we might look at as some insecurities?
Absolutely. That is certainly another side of it. I mean, we can act in such a way without even knowing that we cause this insecurity.
Okay. Is she there, Stanley, for Pastor Young to maybe ask her a question? Or I ask her a question? Is she there?
Yeah, she's here.
Okay. What's her name? Tell us her name.
Val.
Okay, Val, would you? Hi, good evening. Val, we have Pastor Young who's joining us. Val, it's no surprise Stanley has called you out there, and obviously there's some concerns for probably getting married. You mentioned that you're jealous. And do you have a question for Pastor Young based on what Pastor Young may have already presented or anything otherwise?
It's not a question, it's just what he said. It's not that I'm jealous. It's just that certain things he do, it makes me uneasy. But other than that, he has been changing a lot of stuff that he used to do. So I don't find myself worrying about it or being bothered about it anymore. So,
uh-huh.
You know, that's, you know, and then like she had said or he had said that, there is a lot in my past to make me feel that sort of a jealousy, but like I say, it doesn't bother me anymore because, like I say, Stanley has changed a lot within the last couple of months. He's been there for me, and he proved to me that he cares about my feelings. So a lot of stuff that he used to do, he don't do anymore. So that tells me that he really loves me and he's concerned about my feelings.
Right. Well, Larry loved Kathy as well, but and I'm not trying to cause any conflict here that's not already there, but let me just, to pose a question for Pastor Young here, let me ask you, Val, can you give us an example of something that maybe Stanley has done in the past that has made you feel insecure that you say he's changed on now?
Well, he have a lot of women friends that used to call every day. And when I say every day, or he'll do things like he used to go on the phone and he'd text these women friends like first thing in the morning or, you know, and to me that's disrespectful, especially like how we live together. But like I say, he doesn't do it anymore, so it doesn't, you know, it tells me that he was trying to respect my feelings or the way I feel about what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Pastor, let me ask you the question. When parties feel this way, especially one, and this is where we get, you know, all sides of the story instead of just one, how healthy is it for a relationship unless the parties begin to make a change in the relationships before actually going into marriage?
Well, I want to congratulate him on making a change. That signals his desire and his commitment in this future relationship. However, I do feel that since this is a current concern, it's not yet a perfect situation, and I think that his fiance has raised a very important question. You know, someone calling every day. Here's the thing. The person that we are interested in is the one that we talk to the most.
Right.
So if you're talking to somebody else more than you're talking to your spouse-to-be, there is a concern.
Mm-hmm.
That suggests that the relationship is not as strong as it needs to be because number one gets most of the attention.
Mm-hmm.
I said number one gets most of the attention.
Right.
Whoever number
and
one
that,
is is the one that's talked to the most.
And that is so true. So that is certainly something that needs to be thought about. Oh my goodness, they're telling me we're about 8 minutes out before we start to close the show, and they want me to go into my food for thought tonight. Let me go back and let me bring we got to do some of the comments. They are telling me that we've got to do some of these comments. And we're going to ask some of you all if you will respond to some of these comments. We're going to do about six comments tonight, and we're going to ask if you give your brief thoughts on them because the show is coming to a close. Pastor John, we're going to give you the first comment that has come into the studio. This male writes in and says, in reference to things you should know before you say I do, he says, if only that's all I can say. If only I knew then what I know now. I have been married and divorced twice, he says. I've been married and divorced twice. And I'm only in my late 30s paying alimony and child support having children. My mother, my teachers, other people, my preacher who cared about me tried to tell me, just like Kathy, about the seriousness of getting married to the right person. He said I didn't listen. What advice could you tell him now, Pastor? He's regressing and reflecting.
I would reflect on myself, and I would give honest study to me. You know, we are not always perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a two-way street. Sometimes we go through several relationships, not because there's something wrong with the other people, there could be something wrong with us. So
Absolutely.
Am I marriage material? Am I ready for marriage? Am I ready for a family? There are certain principles that come into play when we decide to go into a relationship. Relationships require certain things of us. We have to change our whole lives. You just, you know, you can't, if you're accustomed to going out doing whatever you want to do and going when you please and not answering to anybody, marriage changes all of that, and you have to be ready for that. Marriage changes how we spend our money. It changes our entire value system. We have to now recognize that it is not me by myself. There are others involved. And so everything that I do have to take under consideration, the other person or persons when they are children. So it's a big adjustment to make, and we have to be ready for it.
All right. Excellent. We're going to actually stand by. Rose, we're going to go to you now with this next question. Rose, are you still with us?
I'm here, Dr. Walker.
Okay, very good. Rose's mail writes in. He says, I think as humans, we invest more time in the physical aspect of how someone looks as opposed to what their character is all about. Keep in mind, the looks are going to fade. How important is that? I mean, you know, I too think that people, the first sign is the person is attractive. There's something that attracts that person to the other person. But the looks will fade. Is this person on point, Rose, in your opinion?
Oh, I really believe so. And because although the looks will be the initial attraction, but if that's all you're looking at, then you're not mature enough. Okay, because, of course, if you get with that person, get married to that person, you do know that, you know, that person is not going to look the same way that person looked when you just met him or her. As the years go by, the looks are going to fade. We can get better also, but, hey, as you get older, you know, the looks might fade. Also, what happens, God forbid, if something were to happen to that person's look, an accident or something, illness. So if everything is put into the looks, then you're going to set yourself up for a fall.
Okay, very good point, Rose. Dennis, we're going to give you this next one, and then I want to bring Pastor Young in to ask a question. Dennis, this female writes in. She says, I married in my early 20s for the first time, and then again in my late 30s. I am now divorced twice and feel that I ignored plenty of warning signs because I allowed my feelings of loneliness to overcome my better judgment. She says, don't be vulnerable. Dennis, how is she on point in your opinion? Dennis. All right. Perhaps Dennis is not with us. Pastor Young, is she pretty much on point? She says, don't be vulnerable. I mean, she did it twice. Now she's twice divorced.
Very much on point. Loneliness can be a very dangerous thing to use in making a decision about a relationship. It's a real problem. But we must keep our eyes open, our minds clear, and the loneliness should not come into play at all when we make a decision.
Okay, I think that that's excellent advice.
You can be lonely with somebody.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's even worse.
Worse.
Cassie, we're going to stand by. Angela, we're going to give you the next comment. This female writes in, she says, at the time when I first got married, I did not realize the importance of getting to know what people's family life was about or like. I now realize that it's very important to see the relationship of your significant other's family trends before you say, I do. Angela, in your opinion, is it that important to learn about his family ties and see how they interact?
Yeah. Very important.
Why is
that
so
is
important?
Very important. Well, I got to live with my husband, his mother, and just to see what she was like and how she raised him and how he act around her. So that told me a lot about him. I also myself missed some signs, but what I would say is that my husband and I have grown. You know, we both had some growing up to do because we both married at a young age, 23. And that now that I look back on it, that was a very young age. And sometimes you need to have time to really sit back and experience life first.
Okay. All right. Pastor Young, let me ask you that same question. How important is it to, you know, observe those family ties, how those families interact with each other before you say, I do? And why is that so important?
Well, certainly you can learn a lot about a person just by observing how they relate to other members of their family, parents, siblings, and so forth, because all of those things spill over into every other relationship. However, that does not mean that in families that are severely dysfunctional that individuals cannot change. We can learn a lot ourselves from our, you know, what would take place in our homes, and we can set our minds to change and to break the chain. So we should not just hold that completely against the person, but it certainly is something to take under consideration. And observing it will help you to know whether the person is a better person because of the dysfunction, if it exists. Because sometimes out of a very difficult and dysfunctional situation, a person develops that is so different and has grown so much that you almost wonder, did they ever come out of that family?
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent advice. Stanley, we're going to give you this next comment, and we are, they're telling me we're going to probably run about 3 minutes over tonight. We don't really like to do that. So we got to make the comments as short if we can. Stanley, this female writes in, she says, the warning signs that you see now, they will multiply when you are together as a married couple. Just in the case with Larry and Kathy, when she gets married to him, is going to magnify, just as the pastor said. Before you really get married, everybody is on stage playing a certain role. Stanley, do you think that that is actually true, that before you get married, people are on stage? And Pastor Young, I got to bring that one back to you and ask you that question as well. Stanley, give me your quick thought on that.
I don't think it's true, because sometimes the way you live before you get married, when you marry, sometimes you make a big change in your life, and you will try to do everything because you know you married, you make a commitment to your spouse and to God. And when you don't marry, you know you don't make no commitment, and you're trying to live a life that you don't even care. But when you get married, sometimes you try to make changes in your life. So I think when sometimes it's good to make changes. And when you get married, I think it's you're going to make changes in your life. I think
Before Pastor Young come in, let me just go to Angie real quick. She's buzzing us a number of times. Stanley, I just want to say this here. That sounds like the ideal world, but unfortunately, I don't think we live in an ideal world where it's always going to be changes. There could be changes. Angela, I want you to respond to what you think Stanley was saying. What do you think? You think that Stanley's on point with that?
I'm sorry. I missed what Stanley said, but I'm glad you came back to me, and I wanted to emphasize what the pastor said, that the person you talk to the most is the person who you want to be with. And just because Stanley isn't making those phone calls in Texas, he could have deleted those things. And I'm not trying to pass judgment on him, but
right. Men
and women will creep any type of way they can without getting caught. So the reality is Stanley needs to check himself and make sure that he's marrying the right person.
Okay. Pastor Young, let's bring you back in. Pastor Young, I mean, do we don't live in an ideal world where it's not likely, like the comment that came in and said what he said. He said, the time when he got married, I did not realize the importance of getting to know what people know. He says, the warning signs that you see now, they multiply. You know, and you said it earlier. You talked about what you see is what you get. But here, this male that writes in, he says, before you really get married, he says, everybody is on stage playing a certain role. How true is that, Pastor? Or is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, generally speaking, most people are putting their best foot forward in the courting stage. So you need to be able to get to know them well enough to see beyond the so-called stage part and see the real person. That
okay.
requires seeing them under various conditions and circumstances where the real person can come out. But yes, usually what you see is the best that you're going to get. It could be a little worse.
Okay. All right. Pastor, we are anxious. Stand by. We are clearly, they're threatening me over here with, we got to end the show. But just before we do, we're going to take another call, 614-313. You're on the air live. Who do we have with us this evening?
Yes, this is Audrey B., life coach. Good afternoon.
Audrey B., good afternoon. This is my co-host, you are.
Yes.
Blake, go ahead and give us your thought on what you want to say tonight. You've been itching to get in.
Yes, really, I concur with everything that's being said. Definitely, a psychologist friend of mine once told me it takes about 3 months for people to show you who they really are. Typically, most people, unless they have some mental disorder, cannot hide it past the third month. And so when you start to see that, you, as the pastor and many others said tonight, just be prepared to see a lot more of that behavior.
Well, excellent, excellent, Ms. Blake. She's the author of Falling in Love with Me. Mutual Enhancement. It's good for her to stop by on our show tonight. Ms. Blake, it's always good to hear your voice over the airwaves. Pastor Young, we are clearly out of time. I want to go ahead and thank all of my callers. But before we go, we didn't get to the food for thought. We missed a lot of your comments and a lot of the callers that were on the air tonight. We do apologize we couldn't get to you. But Pastor Young, before you go, I want to first of all, I want to thank you for an outstanding show tonight and ask you, can we do a follow-up, part three to this, in the very near future? Would you be willing to come back, sir?
Be happy to come back.
All right. Listen, thank you so very much. We're clearly out of time. We're going to ask you all to join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass this Friday, I say join us again live next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until this Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.